Talk Live, and you can take control of your OH toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. As we jump right into the phone calls, let's go to George in D.C. on the amplifier line. Hey, George.
Hey, yes?
What's on your mind?
Well, last week I noticed while skimming through the news on my cell phone that New Hampshire, and you guys didn't even approach this, I don't know if you know, but New Hampshire, the House passed a law requiring seatbelts and it's gone to the Senate.
Yep, I think we touched on that on the show. It's not good news.
I know New Hampshire's the last state that doesn't require seatbelts.
In fact, believe it or not, as I understand it, the senator that is essentially the linchpin in this whole situation is the one here in Keene, where we're located. So the senator, the state senator that is going to be basically the deciding vote, she's sitting on the fence trying to make up her mind as to whether or not she is in favor of banning or forcing people to wear seatbelts or not. So everything is sort of hinging on what happens right here.
What you need to do is keep bombarding her, saying don't do it.
Well, actually, I have I've gotten together with some activists, and there's a flyer that will be delivered, a bunch of flyers that will be delivered to me. I don't know, hundreds of them. Going over the points as to why they think that it's a bad idea. And I have.
When are they voting? Do you know?
Soon.
Okay.
I don't know beyond that. I know that I need to get it done by Sunday. There's seven addresses, including the senator that we were talking about, and six important Democrats to whom the senator would listen to. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to those addresses. I'm going to hang flyers at those specific addresses, and then in the surrounding neighborhoods. That way, people in the neighborhoods will call and ask questions and that kind of thing.
Because
basically,
this is one of the
bombard the senator and anybody who'll listen.
This is a pretty important issue because it's one of the things that sets New Hampshire apart from the rest of the country.
But they don't legislate common sense.
Right. The other 49 cents,
states.
They might as well be cents, 49 cents about what they're worth to me. The other 49 states, they all have legislation that mandates that all adults, and of course children as well, but everyone riding in a car must be seatbelted. This is nanny state legislation to the extreme. Most people know that it's a wise move to wear a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm. And I do.
But it's an insult.
I don't always.
It's an insult to me as a thinking adult that I have to be mandated, I have to be told that by punishment of law, by threat of a jail cell, that I must belt myself in. In fact, if they were to go ahead and pass this law in New Hampshire, it's going to make people like me even less likely to wear a seatbelt because I might just not wear it just to spite them.
But you know what it does, though, with the police is it actually... it's one of those things where police are looking for certain things to pull people over.
Primary offense.
That's right. But it isn't just that. It really diverts their attention away from things they should be looking for.
Yeah.
Because if you're just looking around for people, easy tickets that you can give out as a revenue agent, you're going to look for people without seatbelts. You're not really looking for murderers and rapists and,
right.
and all
somebody
the
getting mugged
crimes.
In an alley or something like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So, George, your thoughts?
Basically, what I just do is I clip the seatbelt, I buckle it before I step in the car. That way, I don't have to dump my car screaming at me to wear my seatbelt, and I don't have to actually be wearing it and just sit on top of it. But yeah, and that's one way to get around it. Because some of these cars, even if you're living in New Hampshire, even if you don't pass this, your car is going to keep screaming. A lot of these cars keep screaming at you to. Put the seatbelt with the beep, beep, beep crap, especially Fords and Toyotas.
Mm-hmm.
They're insane.
Very good,
like
George.
That.
Mine just has a little light, so it depends on the car you have, but yes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, a seatbelt has saved my life a couple times.
Yeah.
George, what you were saying, I'm sorry?
Yeah, if you had an 04 Subaru Impreza or older, they don't even have that. That's the most libertarian car I've ever owned.
Really?
I think it's the number one selling car in New Hampshire.
There's no seatbelt light at all in a Subaru?
It only flashes for 3 seconds when you first start the car, and then bam, it doesn't come on again. They don't care whether or not you have your seatbelt on.
That's pretty cool, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to Cato in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Cato.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey.
Hey, I write a blog that deals with political issues, and recently I had wrote an entry about the dangers of socialism, and a self-professed socialist wrote a comment, and basically what he said was, you don't care about people, and socialists care about people more than anybody else.
Right.
And the way that he wrote it
they do
upset
say that.
Me. Yeah, and the way that he wrote it upset me because it was sort of personal on
sure.
me.
That's
and
what they do.
The guy didn't know me. He can't judge me as a person. The thing about it is I do care about people. I do try to help.
Right. You care about their freedom.
Right. And also, we also care about people that are in need. But the government actually stops us from helping those people. My wife is a government social worker, which is something that drives me absolutely nuts. But she got in it to help people. She sees how the system works, and she sees how people that want to help themselves are generally the people that get the least amount of benefits. So she had a client who was a lady that had just gotten a job, and she's one of those people who's actually trying to help herself. But her car broke down. There was no program to help her. And private charities in our area, like the churches especially, they put a lot of strings in the money that they're going to give people.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up giving her the money to get her car fixed. Well, that gave us an idea. There's all sorts of people that just need a little bit of help.
Wait, slow down a second. Wait, hold on. You and your wife sure. gave her the money, or the government bureaucracy gave her the money?
No, we gave her the money.
You and your wife, okay.
We gave her the money.
Got it.
Well, see, that gave us an idea. There's all these people like her that just need a little bit of help,
mm-hmm.
but they can't get it from the government or whatever. So what we decided to do, we start our own charity to help them.
Wow.
And it wasn't going to be a big thing. We would just budget a few $1,000, and as you guys know, I'm pretty well known in my community. I could have raised a lot of money for this effort, but then we found out what we would have to do to make this happen.
Oh,
we would have to form a 501c corporation, meaning that we'd have to hire a lawyer and an accountant, go through all this rigmarole, all this nonsense, all these regulations, and the seed money that we were going to use to start our charity would have gone to administration costs, would have gone to compliance costs for the government. So we dropped the whole idea.
Oh.
And the sad thing about it was there is a market, and there was a market in our area for something like that. My wife and I wanted to do something about it, but the stupid government regulations keep us or anybody else that wants to do something like that from filling that need.
Now, hold on a second here. Okay. Now, if you want to just help people and collect money from people, you don't have to necessarily go and form a 501c3, right? Can't you just take
But if you want to collect money and you want to do stuff like that, it would be in your best interest to do that. Otherwise,
as I understand it, it's in your best interest because people want to write off their contributions to charities. That would be you could still do it. It's just that the people contributing couldn't write them off.
You know, when is it to be tax exempt? Wouldn't that be income then?
Yeah, I guess it would be income. Yeah. So,
What about if you I was going to say, I have a suggestion. Why don't you just get together, form a small organization among you and your neighbors or peers or whoever, and get together every so often and decide if there's someone in need, maybe you all chip in at a private, informal level. And just give the money to them directly so you can sit down and say, okay, this person needs their car fixed. Okay, I'll chip in $100, whatever, and then just go give it to them.
Well, my wife and I still do that. Mm-hmm. The problem is that most people are going to be hesitant because the government's supposed to take care of that.
Or they might think, well, you're not a 501c3, so you might just be trying to enrich yourself. How do I know how do I know you're not giving the money to your friend and
That's
he's
right.
giving you a
right?
Cut.
And we could still if we didn't have these government regulations, we could still keep a transparent charity, you know, by having an internet record of where our expenses go and where we collect money and all that sort of thing, and putting our balance sheet on the internet, which would make it transparent. And we wouldn't have to go through all that stuff, basically.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. I know that, for instance, here in Keene, we got the Free Keene organization, which is essentially a private group. And that's the way I'm going to keep it. And if it prevents people from contributing, then so be it. You know, I'll get a smaller amount of contributions. But either way, we can still do good things with a little bit less. Cato, thanks for the call. More's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 11, 2007. Gold is at $678.10, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $701.86, $353.48 for half ounce, and $176.45 for quarter ounce coins. That's $701.86, $353.48, and $176.75. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The live streams are there, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. They are for free. freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month. Get the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child a kid's journey to getting rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 1-800-657-5066. Let's go to the phones, to the amplifier line yet again. It is Rob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to call to chime in a little bit on this whole IMUS issue.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been making the rounds. I've had a number of my friends who've sent emails about what he said.
You know, I think it's funny, Rob, that in these circumstances, they're like, so you as a black man, what do you think about this racial issue? As though you can possibly speak for the whole black race or anything like that. I mean, it's
or as if any time I'm speaking, I'm not a black man.
Right. It's very funny how this issue is.
And you know, but a lot of people who've been sending me emails have been black as well. I found generally that females have had a bit stronger reaction to what it was that he said,
mm-hmm.
than men generally have. I think that a lot of the stuff as far as the sponsors dropping him probably would have happened without Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. I've been getting enough feedback from people to realize that enough people are probably upset that I think that would have had an effect pretty much no matter what there, and probably not to the extent that it did. But I think there would have been some effect all around.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that, you know, there are definitely some differences in, I would say, typical black and white responses to any sort of racial situation. And, you know, I've been thinking about why this sort of thing happens, and I think that I'm beginning to understand a part of it.
Okay.
I try to analyze things in a pretty dispassionate way. It's just my nature. I majored in math, so that's just the kind of guy I am.
Plus, you're just a heartless libertarian.
Yeah, there you go. Cruel and cold.
You don't care about the children.
One of the reasons I think that happens is during so much of this country's history, when you started, black people lived in very segregated neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, the white people who black people dealt with were people who were either in the government or essentially in cahoots with the government, which is essentially what a slave owner is.
Okay.
Now, because of that, I believe that that has skewed a lot of people's opinions of whites among blacks, because what happens over a course of time, over a period of time, I believe, is that you begin to conflate government officials, government attitudes, all of that brutality with all white people, because those are the only white people you see.
Hmm. Makes some sense.
So what I think that's one of the reasons why so many black people take when a white person says something so much more seriously, because there's that underlying sort of assumption and attitude that this is someone who can force this reality upon me. Whereas when a black person says it, that's just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I see where you're coming from on that, though there are certainly a few black people in government as well.
Oh, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I believe that this attitude will indeed change. Because if you look at some of the things that go on in cities, I definitely don't believe anyone could successfully make the argument that black politicians have benefited blacks considerably more than white politicians do.
They've certainly benefited themselves.
Exactly, yeah. Which is what governments and politicians always do. Now, I think that previously, since basically the entire government was always white, it just became conflated with just, you know, this is white people, rather than, no, this is government.
Do you think there's a chance that the black population in America will come to the realization that they are that they are enslaved faster than the white population will? Because we're all slaves to the government to some extent. My question is, do you think that blacks are more likely, based on their history, that they might figure it out sooner?
It's always hard to say, but I think that will happen simply because I know black people more and more who are becoming disgruntled with government. And I do believe that the fact that black people can clearly see within the span of a few generations where freedoms will come and go, whereas for white people it's a much more gradual sort of thing.
Right. Plus, to build off of what you said a few moments ago, You know, they were enslaved directly by the slave owners in the past. Then they kind of got out of that, and then they figured they'd change things by putting black people into office. And as it turns out, the black people who've been elected into office are just as scummy as the white people who are elected to office.
What a surprise.
Using government to force others to behave the way they want them to. So therefore, hopefully, that's my theory, at least, is that, well, they've tried taking over government, and that doesn't work to help them out. So maybe they'll realize that, hey, this whole government thing isn't quite what it's cracked up to be, regardless of whether it's run by blacks or run by whites.
That's always what I'm looking to push for. I mean, one of my cousins and I were talking about the last presidential election, and he was talking about, and I remember one of the things he said to me, well, you know, Rob, somebody's got to run the country. And I looked at him, I said, you know, that's exactly the same sort of thing that John C. Calhoun and any number of other people said about black people during slavery, that someone has to run their lives because they can't do it for themselves.
Yeah, that's right. And I would contend that slavery has not gone away. It's just changed form, and actually it encompasses more people now, percentage of the population.
He's always looking to grasp on to more and more power. I described it to him during that same conversation. I called the election electing massa.
Yeah. Except now you can elect a white massa or a black massa.
Exactly.
Right.
Or a female massa.
Yeah, I mean, you can have your pick so long as you're still a slave.
And as bad as slavery was in the late 1700s, early 1800s, a lot of slaves could actually buy their way to freedom. Try to do that now.
Exactly. And you know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because that's exactly the point I was going to make regarding the whole notion of voting and not voting.
Okay.
One of the things, I've thought about this whole issue of voting and not voting, and I don't vote for candidates. Typically, my votes are limited to against referendums, tax increases, that sort of mm-hmm. stuff. Now, in the case of Ron Paul, I would actually make an exception. I actually would vote for him.
Right.
But that's a pretty rare sort of thing. But I don't believe that voting is an endorsement of the government any more than a slave buying his freedom was an endorsement of slavery, even though that was within the slavery system.
You're just doing what you've got to do.
You're doing what you have to do in order to obtain whatever degree of freedom you can. And that's, in fact, exactly what one of my ancestors did. One of my ancestors, on whose land my family still lives, mm-hmm. bought his freedom prior to the beginning of the Civil War. I mean,
wow. Wow. Fantastic. Rob, great call as always. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Dennis in New Hampshire. Jeff, Missouri. Brian, the phones are loaded. Your calls as well if you make them at 800-259-9231. That's right. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Once again, toll-free. 800-259-9231. Whether it's racism or whatever's on your mind, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called SlenderFX. SlenderFX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to nofatnow.com and discover the amazing benefits of SlenderFX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit nofatnow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of SlenderFX by going to nofatnow.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Walk Your Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Walk Your Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Walk Your Special Blend of Sea Vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit walkyours.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the Free Talk Live studio cam, recently added to the site. It is available for you at cam.freetalklive.com should you want to take a peek inside the Free Talk Live studio. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Porkfest.com.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hey, Dennis. Dennis?
Hey, Dennis.
I hear something in the background.
He went to the bathroom.
Apparently, Dennis has... we'll put him back on hold. Try him back in a moment. 800-259-9231. Let's try Brian in Colorado on the amplifier line. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
What's shaking, Colorado?
I hate to follow Rob. That was an excellent call.
Yeah, he's a great caller. What's up?
I want to talk about what George was talking about with seatbelt laws.
Yeah, the New Hampshire State Legislature, State House, passed the legislation that will mandate seatbelts on every adult in the state. It'll be the 50th state to adopt such laws, providing the Senate passes it and it makes it to the governor's desk. So it hasn't happened yet, but your thoughts?
Well, you know, I've been struggling with this issue since I first started to drive in 1975, when there was no such thing as a seatbelt law. There was barely such a thing as a seatbelt, and my 68 Pontiac had one, and the first thing I did, the first time I got in that car, was to buckle up, because mm-hmm. it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you're strapped to that car. It was a convertible, too, you know, so you're not going to go flying out of the thing, and you stand a little better chance, I would think. It just makes sense. But then they started passing these laws, you know. You have to wear your seatbelt. And now I'm in Colorado, and there's no helmet law. I've got a bunch of motorcycles, and, you know, I always wear a helmet, but sometimes I don't. But that's not the point. I mean, it's a really good idea to wear a seatbelt.
And a helmet.
It's a really good idea to wear a helmet.
Yep.
So how do you protest these laws?
Well,
by not wearing it?
And then not necessarily being as smart as you could be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you pretty much just have to protest them by, I guess nobody really does protest these laws. I think
they just pay their tickets.
Yeah, they just go and they obey them. How do you protest them? I would guess that you would maybe put together some people and in cars and, you know, maybe parade past the police department or something like that without the seatbelts on, or I don't know. There must be some way to actually bring attention to the issue, and then of course you don't pay your fines, and inevitably they'll throw you in a prison cell for it.
Well, but I won't be fined because I'll always wear a helmet and I'll always wear a seatbelt because it's a good idea. But I'm not doing it because of the laws. I'm doing it because of physics.
Yeah, it makes sense. In fact, I was looking at some of the talking points that Dennis Goddard was sending around here. He's one of the big activists in the political side of things here in New Hampshire. And he'd sent out some talking points as far as making phone calls to the representatives and the senators about this. And one of them was that in Massachusetts, where there is a seatbelt mandate, 65% of the people comply with said mandate. In New Hampshire, where there is no seatbelt mandate, 64% of the people comply with, they wear their seatbelt on their own. So statistically, there's no difference between those two numbers. So actually mandating seatbelt usage doesn't apparently do a damn thing to increase seatbelt usage. So therefore, that's just evidence that this has nothing to do with personal safety and everything to do with
control.
Money. Not only control, but also money. Those $45 or $70 fines or whatever they are in your state that the police get to hand out, and the control of being able to pull someone over on the excuse that they allegedly weren't wearing their seatbelt. That's really what this is about. It's not about safety.
And that's right. And also, you know, most of the cars today are designed to wear your seatbelt, because if you get in an accident with an airbag and you don't have your seatbelt, if you're not pinned in a place, that airbag is going to jack you up. So you should really have it on. And I've done some racing in my day, you know, and I've always worn a seatbelt. I feel naked without it. But if I just forget for a minute, or if I take it off for a second and I happen to go by a cop.
Yeah, how much would that sting to get a ticket then?
Yeah, exactly.
Not to mention the time wasted if you're going somewhere, as most people are when they're driving, to have to spend 15, 20, 30 minutes on the side of the road with a cop as he runs your numbers and tries to make you sweat while you're sitting there in the car, as they do. You know, they take your driver's license back, and it takes them forever to do anything.
You know what?
It can take them a little while.
And you're looking at somebody who actually got a ticket in Hawaii for not having a seatbelt on, but I didn't have a Hawaii license.
Brian, any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, it's just, I feel like putting a bumper sticker on my car that says, I'm wearing a seatbelt in spite of your law.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
You know, and the other thing about seatbelts is, you know, people die because of seatbelts. Statistically,
it's true.
It's not likely, and more than likely a seatbelt will save you, but people have died out there because of seatbelts. And I can't imagine how the legislatures can their conscience will allow them to force people to wear seatbelts that could very well kill them, or force somebody to wear a seatbelt whose father or mother or closest person in their life to them was killed by a seatbelt.
Well, they know
who the hell do they think they are?
They know what's best. They think
they are your superiors,
and they're your mommy.
Yeah. Well, it's wrong.
Yeah, there are certain situations where a seatbelt is more dangerous, but now a lot of these side curtain airbags, and the airbags actually make seatbelts safer and actually do reduce some of those situations. Also, the way cars are designed today to absorb a lot of the shock and take the engine and put it down rather than through the firewall if you get hit head on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the cars are much safer now than they were 30 years ago, but the point is that it's common sense to wear a seatbelt, but if in that moment, you know, that's the time the cop always sees you without the strap across your chest and could give you a ticket.
Sure.
And I think that this state takes pride in the fact that we don't legislate common sense, and that's almost...
Not yet.
Yeah, but what that does is that also symbolically puts a big black eye on the state of New Hampshire as being a liberty-oriented state.
It's going to make it more difficult, maybe just by a small degree, but it will make it more difficult to get people excited about coming here, for instance, as part of the Free State Project. Let's go back to Dennis in New Hampshire. We're going to try him again. Dennis, you're back on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Howdy, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Turns out, during the extremely heated floor debate on this bill, two, not just one, two state reps got up in front of all their peers and said they were only alive today because they were in a crash and were not wearing their seatbelts.
Really?
In both cases, they got T-boned, and they were thrown out, and the place where the driver's seat was would have been, I mean, they'd have been hamburger. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Happens.
So I think that says volumes about, you know, at what point do you tell people what risk to take.
Apparently, it didn't say enough volumes to the representatives who then overwhelmingly voted in favor of this legislation.
Oh, no, no, it squeaked by.
No,
by
it squeaked by
the
7 votes. If seven people's votes had been different, then it not by 7 votes, but if 7 people's votes had been different, it would have been.
And on top of that, more than 100 of the reps weren't even there that day.
Yeah. Mm.
Attendance is really a big issue. These people need to be, you know, they need to be good students, and attendance does count. But, yeah, it's true. You guys as senator is the key to killing this thing in the Senate, so you have some major convincing to do.
When is this coming up for a vote? Do you have any idea?
They haven't published the date yet. It could be as early as Tuesday. It could be as early as Monday. Or it could be weeks out.
Well, I called her. She didn't call me back. So I don't know what, you know, should I keep calling? Or
I
left a message.
Test, you know.
Huh?
You know, like, you know, calling every day or two is, you know, pretty reasonable thing to do. But,
I don't know about that, but okay. I'll take your word for it.
Hey, your prior caller, Rob.
Yeah.
He was talking about candidates and he doesn't vote for candidates. And that's a pity. That unfortunately he doesn't know any candidates that'd be cool to vote for. It was really something last November when of the people that would like go to the meet and greets, the Porcupine people that I would see on the weekends,
the Free Staters,
a dozen of them ran for state rep. So yeah, there was a lot of options.
Those are a dozen
cool
people worth voting for.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's going to be more of that happening, too, because you're talking about the 2006 elections, and those people who were, those dozen people who were running, were the dozen people who either had already lived in the state or a handful that might have moved up over 2 years prior, because you have to have been a New Hampshire resident for 2 years before you can actually run for state house. So, therefore, the longer this Free State Project goes on, the more people moving into the state, the wider that possibility, the wider the selection of possible candidates will have. So I predict probably we're going to have, I mean, double that in 2008. Wouldn't you say?
Let's go for it.
Very good, Dennis. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Jeff in Missouri, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Only moments remain. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lajos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Carrying precious human cargo? We know it's kids under 13 in the back seat and child safety seats for the very young and driven. But did you know there's a prenatal buckle up? When I come back, I'll belt it out.
I'm Bobby Lajos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars.
One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Mom-to-be, you're one lucky lady, now driving for two, so here's the three-step pregnancy buckle-up. First, place the lap belt as low as possible around the pelvic bones and the shoulder strap against the breastbone. Second, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recommends that pregnant women keep airbags on. Just back your seat up as far as is safely possible. Third, get a safety seat ready for your newborn's ride home from the hospital. From baby in the making to infant, child, teenager, and adult, buckling up's the best way to protect precious human cargo. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net, toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We give it all away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 365 of our listeners have decided to do for as little as $3 a month. The concept's very simple. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in that $3 a month. Yeah, it's real easy. We do it by PayPal or any major credit card, and there are alternative ways as well. But you send in that money, we take it in, and we turn it around into promoting the show, to getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, on more people's internet connections, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And the fact is, it's working. You can get all the details and learn about the perks that you'll get as a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. It's Jeff in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I have one or two comments. My first is about these debates that the Democrats are pulling out of.
They're pulling out of debates?
Yeah, they're pulling out of Fox News debates.
Even though they're sponsored by them, they're not actually being debated by any of the reporters.
I see. These are presidential primary debates, is what they are?
Yeah.
So, wait, Fox News is... Wait, hold on a second. Don't they normally have, like, the Republicans all debating in one debate and then the Democrats all debating in another? So, like, there's not going to be a Democratic debate is basically what you're saying?
It was strictly a Democratic debate.
Gotcha.
And I just think they're chicken for doing that, because what good is it preaching to the choir on, like, CNN and their own networks? You know
what
I'm saying?
That's a great point. What is their issue? I mean, they just don't like Fox News.
Yeah, they just don't. They think they're too conservative and unbalanced, and like CNN is any better.
Seems kind of lame. I mean, if someone's going to give me free airtime, I'll take it.
Now, generally, there's a moderator involved, and, you know, I can.
But you see, the last debate these people pulled out of was also sponsored by the Congressional Black Congress.
Caucus. Yeah.
Caucus.
You know, I don't know. I guess I can kind of see it. Fox will get whatever revenue there is from them being there. I can see.
I see.
I can see
they don't
why,
want to enrich
why. And it's Edwards and
Fox.
Obama. Edwards and Obama.
And Hillary. Pulled
out. They're Hillary's also, pulled out now too.
Yeah.
Today.
I just think they're chicken, because what good is, like I said before, what good is it preaching to the choir?
They also may be afraid that the questions from the audience might be plants to expose them.
Hmm. Well, anyway, my other comment is about this IMIS situation.
Yes, sir.
First, for Al Sharpton to call anyone racist is like the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, that's what Mark had pointed out earlier tonight, is that is it Jesse Jackson that's anti-Jewish, or is it both of them?
If Jesse Jackson has used the terminology Haimetown, I would say that he's anti-Semitic.
But yeah. Anyway, my main comment is, if Imus can get an FCC investigation and be fired for this, I think the comments Rosie O'Donnell made about the Iran crisis, I mean the recent Iran situation and the 9/11 and all this stuff, I think she should be investigated.
Well, first of all, the FCC is not investigating Don Imus.
I don't want to see any of them investigated because I think that the media is an extension of free speech.
I know. I'm not saying. Yeah. I'm just saying if they're going to investigate Imus, they should do.
Turnabout is fair play.
Yeah.
Hopefully they aren't. Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You know, there was a quick update on the story about the young man who was beaten to death in the Florida prison.
Mm-hmm.
You may recall this. I don't know if it was really a prison, but it was certainly a juvenile boot camp.
Sir, yeah.
And he was 14 years old. He had just been admitted. It wasn't very long after that. And they just kicked him to death. That's essentially what these people did. The settlement, though, in this particular case, according to the BBC News, turns out to be $2.4 million. And that sounds good, right? I mean, your son died. You're getting $2.4 million. I'm sure the family is feeling a little bit better. Obviously, they'd rather have their son. But this isn't good because it means that everyone else is paying the price.
Right.
And the people who actually beat this boy to death are not going to be paying a single penny of that $2.4 million.
Well, they'll probably lose their jobs, and that's something.
No, they'll be on probation.
Well, according to the BBC, Governor Jeb Bush at the time ordered an investigation that led to a second autopsy. They carried out the second postmortem and said that the young man died because his mouth was blocked and was forced to inhale ammonia fumes. The beating, I'm sure, didn't help. The forced inhalation caused his vocal cords to spasm and block his upper airways. The guards had said in an incident report that they used ammonia capsules 5 times on Anderson to gain his cooperation. Now, remember, he was the teenager had been sent to the camp for violating probation by trespassing at a school after he and his cousins were charged with stealing their grandmother's car from a church parking lot.
Not exactly the worst kid in the America.
No.
And he took his grandmother's car, which they call that stealing, but, I mean, you know, that's really what the old-timey joyriding used to be. If there's anything, it's taking a family car member's. Family member's car would be joyriding.
Right.
That's like on the Andy Griffith Show. I'm sure they did that. Somebody did. Opie probably did.
And it's probably been done.
And can you imagine how grandma's feeling today? Because she called the cops on her own grandson.
Yeah.
In this case, she thought, as many people do, and this is something, this is a theme that we've seen quite often on Free Talk Live in various different stories, is that parents think that the police are going to help them. Parents think that they, by calling the police into a situation where, I mean, there was one parent who called the cops because their son had opened the Christmas presents too early.
Right.
I mean, there's just all kinds of crazy stories out there of parents involving police in unnecessary situations. But they're calling the cops in under the mistaken belief that the police are there to help out in a situation. I'm sorry to tell you this, but the police are not there to help you.
No.
They aren't.
They're there to arrest somebody.
Right, and that's what they do best. They take somebody away from the situation in handcuffs. In this case, Grandma just wanted to punish her 14-year-old grandson. And I don't know, maybe he did act out a lot. Maybe he wasn't the best of kids.
May very well have been.
So she thought she was going to teach him a lesson, maybe scare him a little bit by calling the cops. Probably was pretty shocked when they decided to arrest this young man. And I don't think she expected for a moment that they were going to go ahead and throw him in a juvenile detention center.
Where he would be killed.
Where he would end up being beaten to death and killed.
Also, sad.
Yeah, she certainly wasn't expecting that. I'm sure she's regretting it at this point. But I think that a word of warning needs to go out to any parent out there that would consider calling the police on their own children or grandchildren. Unless your child is threatening your life, you know, unless there's something absolutely violent and just terrible going on,
can happen.
I would hesitate seriously on calling in the law.
The system has no heart. It has no soul. There is no one over it to make sure that it does the right thing.
Right, and it will back down.
It is simply a grinding machine. If you get involved in that grinding machine, you will bend to its will or you will die. And it doesn't care which way it goes. That's what the criminal justice system is. Maybe somebody will bend, maybe they won't. Maybe the people, the cogs in the machine will decide that they're not bending enough, they're not bending quickly enough, and they will kill them. So, I'm telling you that if it was somebody that I cared about, it was a family member of mine, I would try to figure out some punishment for that person outside of the system.
Right.
You know, I mean, if we're talking about
my son or daughter,
I might very well lock them in a room, but I wouldn't put them in jail.
Right. There's no second chances.
There isn't.
With the system. When you make that phone call, it's like pulling a fire alarm. You can't control what the firemen do when they show up at your residence. They might hack your door down with an axe. They might ruin all your furniture. You don't know what these people are going to do. The police are worse because they can throw people you care about in prison cells and do horrible things to them. So when grandma called the cops, she was hoping to get a little bit of assistance,
right.
Maybe scare
toss him in jail for the night or something like that.
After they arrested him, she might have started thinking to herself, oh my goodness, I don't want to bring any charges. Wait, you're bringing charges against my son? No, I don't want any charges brought. Oh, well, we're sorry, he stole a car, we are going to bring charges on behalf of the state.
This is what happens. Back in the day, a parent could probably call the peace officers and have their kid, if their kid was acting out or something like that, the cops would be happy to put him in jail for a night, maybe even two, and do the whole, you're a bad kid, you're going up the river routine with them, scare the crap out of them, and then send them home in a couple of days, or a day, or whatever. And
that's back when they were peace officers.
There really has been a transition. The war on drugs has caused a transition from the time when police officers were peace officers to now when they're essentially military units. Military units
they're
that are occupying
orders.
America, occupying yeah. us.
You're right about that. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com where the conversation continues. And don't forget to buy all your stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. You purchase through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. This is Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.